Hello world, I am so sorry I've been gone so long. I had to get new phones. My other phone did not do what I wanted it to do or what I needed it to do and everything else. I've been doing all types of stuff. I have NFTs out now. I'm working on 4 albums at one time. As a pandemic is going on right now, I have no job. No, I'm not living off of unemployment. But before I had a job, actually, one of the episodes shows that I'm literally leaving work 2019, November 2019. Like, yeah, I think I'm about to go do something else. And I fell into that. And then with the pandemic came along, you know, it was like I was, my hand was forced. So my new motto is right now is unemployed and ain't looking. So that's my new motto right now. I'm just blessed to basically can do different things and, you know what I'm saying, and maintain cash flow. So, with that being said, I'm about to tell a story and everything else, because you know we do that on the DJ Fluff random show. This is the DJ Fluff 313 random show, because stuff sometimes become random. Why? Because every now and then I have a million stories. I hope y'all don't think these are fake. These are 100% real. I can't be making this stuff up. It's too good. I'm in line right now, and I'm in a car line that's probably going to take another hour. So for the next 20 minutes, lend me your ears. I'm talking about let me lend me your ears. Like, that don't even make sense. But look, now, a long time ago, now, excuse me if I start laughing, because this story is still so funny to me. I'm going to try my best to hold my laughter. Okay, here we go. A long time ago, I think in 2004, I have a homie. Let's just say his name is Chuck. So what ends up happening is Chuck, he was doing private security. He got a CCW doing private security and stuff like that. He runs into some people that says, "Hey, Chuck, we'll give you some extra money if you do this for me." They claim that this person owed them money and stuff like that. And they basically, okay, look, this is what it is. They claim the person owed them money. They stole the person's car for some type of insurance job. They said, "Hey, we need you to burn this car. Find somewhere to burn it in the hood or whatever like that." Because they wasn't from the hood. Okay. So, So, Chuck says, "Yeah, I'm going to do it." It was a couple hundred dollars, right? Now, this is the only issue. Chuck don't really tell us it's a couple hundred dollars. But he called me and my other friend to help him. So he come through for us to help him with this mission. I'm like, "What? You got to do, man, bro, I need this amount. Man, I ain't doing that." He said, "Bro, look, bro, it ain't even nothing like that. It ain't nothing crazy." I'm like, "Dude, that sounds crazy. Like, what did you?" So my other homeboy like, "Yeah, I'm going to help." I'm like, "Dog." Oh, it wasn't really peer pressure. It was just the fact that it was like, if y'all do this, y'all not that smart. So, I need some money and I'm not touching nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I said, "Just pull over there to that lot." "Where the lot at, bro?" So I tried to tell him where the lot at. I said, "Come on, man. We in 2 cars. We in his original car. We in my homeboy car and everything else. He got to go get some gas so he can set the car on fire. Don't ask me why. I'm not really 100% agreeing with this." And my homeboy, after a while, he like, "Man, I ain't agreeing with this either." He's like, "Charles, you gonna give us how much money?" So he got paid like, I think about 900 to a grand to do this. And let me tell you why the money was no it was not even a factor afterwards. Let me tell you. Okay, so what ends up happening, know what I'm saying? Please don't think I'm a criminal. That's one. But this is so long ago. And not only is it so long ago, it was just some stupid stuff. Because my he ain't that smart. And it's like, oh. And let me prove it to you real quick. So what ends up happening, he get gas, and he said, how to do this? I said, bro, just put the gas on, make sure ain't nothing in the trunk and stuff like that. It was something sweet that was in the trunk, like a tire iron or some little stupid stuff. And so we took that out the trunk, put it in the other car. So we went around there to the lot. No car, no houses around, nothing was around there. And he ends up throwing gasoline in the car. I said, all right, man, watch it, because that stuff is something else. Watch it. So I'm standing back, because I'm like, bro, man, this is too much. It's too much going on. He grabs a newspaper, one of the little sales paper, light the sales paper on thing. I say, all right, bro, just throw it in there. This is how much guidance they need. If you're done, just throw that mug in there. I'm standing back. He didn't throw it in there. Okay. So he grabbed the paper and sets the tip on fire. He leans in to the car. That is so much gas in the inside of the car that it's flaming. It's like you see the waves of gas out the window. He leans in and touches the gas with the flame to the gas. He goes up in flame. Okay, stop. He goes up in flame. This thing looked like a movie. He burst in flames so fast, and all I seen was flames. It was hurting my eyes. It was so bad. He was okay, but before he was okay, he was engulfed in flames, and we was like, oh snap! By that time, he was running in pure circles. It looked like a movie. He was running in pure circles. I'm trying, hey, stop. Like, I'm trying to get him to stop driving road, something. Oh, hey. Because he have a ski mask on so nobody see his face. And I'm like, no. His whole ski mask is flaming out each and every hole. And I'm like, so he don't take it off. He just keep jumping and running in circles. He did a whole figure eight out there about 9 times. So it's like, oh, run to the other car, so we can leave. So we finally put him out. And and as we put him out, we go to, we jump in the car. He jumps in the back seat because he like, oh, my body. And he I guess he's okay. And he jump in the back seat. I jump in the passenger side. And we roll. Now, we like, where are we going? He was like, I'm good. I don't think I need no hospital. I said, all right, cool. I'm so glad you're okay. And we go to my house. And this time, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. My parents are asleep. So I'm like, man, you got to be quiet, man. Go in the bathroom real quick or something. And he was like, man, I need to take this face mask off. I'm scared. If I take this face mask off, man, come downstairs in your basement with me, dog. I need the light. So I said, come on, man, let's roll. So he down there in my basement. He takes the ski mask off. His eyebrows leave the ski mask. He's still in the ski mask with his other facial hair. All his facial hair is in the ski mask. And his eyebrows is gone. And he keep looking at me like, huh? Huh? But he don't got no eyebrows. So I bust out laughing in his face. Oh, I bust out laughing in his face. I didn't mean to. I really didn't mean to. But His eyebrows is in the ski mask, and his ski mask is on in his hand, and his mustache is gone, totally disappeared, but you don't see no burn marks on him. And I'm like, why is your hair gone? But it's in the thing. It's in the ski mask. So I said, oh no, what's wrong with this dude? Oh. I said, bro, go ahead and get to the crib so you can get some Vaseline and stuff and put it on your face. So you'll be all right. So this is how we forgot about the whole money situation, because it was like, for one, you the one did it. You just wanted us to assist you. And two, it was like, you know what? I don't even really want the money no more, 2 point. But before that, he goes, and when he go, he go back upstairs, and my parents asleep, so he go outside. Now, at this time, I see him in the light now. He's still smoking. He's still smoking. I'm like, oh, yeah, because he got his jacket on or whatever. I'm like, bro, you gotta do something about that. You got to go to the crib. So my boy about to take him to the crib. My daddy wakes up. This is the best part right here. My daddy wakes up and say, hey, what y'all been here barbecuing? Oh, my God. My daddy asks, what are y'all in here barbecuing? I wanted to say so bad, oh, that's Chuck in here barbecuing. I wanted to say so bad, that's him in here barbecuing. And he was like, who got it? He was really trying to find who had the barbecue something, because Chuck was out here smelling like a whole Hickory Crisp smell in the house with no eyebrows, and he just had his eyebrows stuck in the ski mask. Oh my goodness. So the next day comes along. We say, hey, Chuck, man, didn't we supposed to get a couple $100 for this? And he ends up playing this to the side. But he said, yeah, man, oh, all my skin on my face got the peeling. I want to send you a picture of something. He sent me a picture of him looking like he was he was in a whole forest fire, looking crazy. But he got his thumbs up like a fire survivor, like a soldier from the war. Like he just survived something horrendous. And I was like, all you had to do was stop, drop, and roll that whole time and everything else. But to this day, yes, he got his skin back. His eyebrows grew back, and he can grow his mustache now, and you can't tell that he was ever in that fire. But moral of the story is, when your friends need you to do something stupid, and they don't have it all, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chuck. Maybe you shouldn't just do it. Maybe you should just be like, you know what? Y'all just try whatever you do on your own. Because, I mean, I wasn't calling the shots. It wasn't my adventure, but I was just scared that they was going to hurt himself. And I was like, dog, oh, do it this way, bro. Because I could only imagine. And I tried to tell him before he goes and touch the thing, just throw it in there. If that's what you're going to do, throw it in there. It's already gasoline in there. I ain't touched nothing. I'm just tell you that. Oh, my goodness. Even though this still is a assessment to some type of crime. Hey, look, I didn't touch a thing. He grabbed his gas can and went around there. I was the passenger in both of the cars. I'm like, dog, just do it this way. Oh, you were terrible. Now, that is the most hilarious. I cannot tell that story without cracking up. I literally... Oh, it's so hard to just say that story and just laugh just a little bit that I did. It was actually, oh my goodness, because I can still see it and I can almost still smell it. I don't know why. I think the lotion he had on made him smell hickory smoke delicious or something. I don't know what it was, but he smelled it like fresh barbecue through the whole house. After he left, I went to sleep and I still smelled barbecue. So he was just barbecue Chuck, and it was something else. That's all I'm gonna just say. It was definitely something else, and yeah. To this day, we still homies, but we don't hang out. But it's so many different little reasons why we don't hang out too much. For one, we got families and things of that nature, and you know, it's different. It's different now because I mean, you know, when you get a family and stuff, you can't hang out with too many of your homeboys too much. But, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him and everything else. That is just one story that you will definitely hear here on the DJ Fluff 313 Random Show. I think I'm definitely going to rename the whole show the DJ Fluff 313 Random Show, because randomly I will give you a story that is so, so true. I can't make this stuff up. My life is very interesting, and being a artist, graffiti artist, DJ, and just somebody that basically makes sense when I talk. It's a whole thing, and I have so many stories. I was always a person that never really be like, oh, I could just only stay in the house. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's terrible. I cannot stay in the house. I have to go somewhere. So when I go somewhere, usually random stuff happens. So that's why, that's the name of the show, DJ Fluff 313, Random Show. It's so many stories, and they're not fake. They're so real. Trust me, a friend of mine said I should write a book coming up. And if I don't write a book, you always have these stories. So with that being said, I am back. I have a new phone. I can finally go out from my house instead of using internet to use my anything else social media wise. I can finally go dip and do what I need to do. I got a stupid 5G. I still like my 4G, but they jipped me out of my 4G and stuff like that. So it's all good. So with that being said, definitely check me out, djfluff313.com. And I'm your boy, DJ Fluff 313. And thank y'all again. Please share this video. I'm back. So I will definitely see you guys later. Thank you so much for tuning in. Throw some claps on it. Share this video. Do whatever you need to do. Thank you for my story time. I'm out of here.